I'm just going to share a few things with you very quickly while they're getting ready, a little bit about baptism. You know, baptism is kind of a funny thing. I mean, there's really no equivalent out in the world. Like, why would you do such a thing? Bring a tank into your church and get dunk people in water? I mean, that's kind of weird. But the symbolism is so rich. And this is a day of celebration. I want you to understand that as we get ready to do this morning, that a lot of churches treat various religious rituals as solemn. And while there's a seriousness about this, I want you to understand this is a celebration time. This is a time of celebration. So you want to clap, you want to laugh. I want you to have a good time this morning as we celebrate the commitment that these people have made that they want to proclaim in front of you and in front of God this morning. From the Wesleyan Discipline, there's a quote here that I'll read to you just to kind of give you a perspective of the Wesleyan Church. We believe that water baptism and the Lord's Supper, we did communion last week, are the sacraments of the church commanded by Christ and ordained as a means of grace when received through faith. They're tokens of our profession of Christian faith and signs of God's gracious ministry towards us. By them, he works within us to quicken, to strengthen, and to confirm our faith. We believe that water baptism is a sacrament of the church commanded by our Lord and administered to believers. It's a symbol of the new covenant of grace and signifies acceptance of the benefits of the atonement of Jesus Christ. By means of this sacrament, believers declare their faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. Now understand something, we're not a church that believes that baptism saves you. We believe that you are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. But baptism itself is a little bit like the ceremony. You know, not getting baptized is a little bit like getting married at the justice of the peace. You're still married, but nobody else really got to celebrate it with you. Nobody else got to see it. And so today, as our various candidates come up, and some of them who have been Christians for a number of years, but just hadn't, for whatever reason, been baptized, others who have been saved very recently and who want to declare to you their intention to serve the Lord, the symbolism in this act is very rich and very exciting. In Acts chapter 8, we see an illustration of Philip as he's walking down the road, and God speaks to him. Angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, go to the chariot and stay near it. I like how he was pulled over reading. You know, a lot of people like to try to do stuff while they're driving. You know, he wasn't doing that, you know. I think, isn't there a new law that it's illegal to text while driving now? Well, he was pulled over, reading the scroll. And Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I, he said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Here we see an instance where Philip had the opportunity to share the gospel with a man from Ethiopia who'd been reading the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And as this man accepted Christ by faith, thought, what a great time to be baptized. Let's do it. They pulled over, and he was baptized. The early church, oftentimes, as the years went by, would reserve times like Easter and Passover for baptism. And truth be told, this idea sparked in my mind when Laura shared her testimony a few weeks ago, when she said she got baptized on Easter, and you know it was an exciting thing for her and something she remembered. I thought, wouldn't it be neat if we could do a baptism in our church on Easter? You know, I mean, we've borrowed the baptismal at the Church of God. We've done baptisms at the river. We did baptisms at Walgreen Lake. That was slimy. leeches and everything. That was exciting. It's not the water that has to be clean. It's the symbolism of it. In Galatians 3, 26 through 29, Scripture says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Or in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." And so today, as we bring our candidates up to be baptized, we're gonna have them come into the water, and we are literally symbolically going to bury them under the water, just as Christ was buried, and raise them up just as Christ was raised up, symbolizing the new life as they declare to you, the witnesses, that they have given their hearts and their lives to Jesus Christ, and it's their intention to live for him. And as they come up, while this is just water in a galvanized tank, the symbolism is of Christ's blood and the water of the Holy Spirit washing them clean. And they're going to illustrate that to you this morning in a very exciting and very real, very tangible way. So you can come on up, Rylan. You're good. Come on. I think everybody's here. I think we have 8 or 9 ready to go today. All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording. Laura's going to videotape this thing, and we should be able to make this available to whoever would like a copy.